That is the Emerald City Supporters. It's a fan-run organization that supports the Seattle Sounders. And like many soccer fans, they've got all kinds of chants they use to support the Sounders and demoralize the opposition. But there's been a problem lately because some of the chants contain obscene language. It's getting picked up by the broadcast announcer's microphones, and it's going out over the air. Keith Hodo is co-president of the Emerald City Supporters. It's a fan-run group that supports the Sounders. Hey, Keith, thanks for talking to us today.
Yeah, hi, Ross. Thanks for having me. Long-time listener, so it's an honor to be on the show.
Appreciate you being with us. So who are you guys anyway? Who are the Emerald City Sounders? How many of you are there?
So we are an independent supporters group of Sounders FC who started in 2005. And have steadily grown over the years, although definitely when we came into MLS, Sounders came into MLS,
yeah,
it was a definite boost to our numbers. But these days we can count about 4,000 unique members among our group.
Now you've got your own seating section at the games?
Yeah, we're actually located at the games in the south end of CenturyLink Field. So we occupy sections 121 through 123. And we call that actually the ECS section in what's called the Brougham End.
So apparently there are some complaints about you guys using swear words in your chants, and it's going out over the broadcast airwaves. What are you going to do about that?
That one is a bit of an interesting question. There's really only one song that we have that actually does feature any curses in it.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things about that is actually not, in my mind, something that is crossing any line other than, you know, maybe it would be objectionable language to certain individuals.
Well, it's against the federal communications rules for it to go out over the broadcast airwaves, I can tell you that.
Sure, but at the same time, any of the broadcasters, whether that be ESPN, NBC, or any of the other Major League Soccer broadcast partners, definitely has a, you know, 5 to 10 second feed delay that they can actually just, you know, bring the microphone down.
So they want, you think it's their job to bleep out the obscenities that are in your chants or obscenity?
Well, you know, at the game, they are the ones that are miking us.
Okay. Do you think there's a line between passionate support and vulgarity when it comes to these chants?
Yeah, that's another really good question too. You know, all of our chants, we try to stay within where I would draw the line as far as being offensive is anything that would alienate someone based on, you know, sex, gender, race, or, you know, sexuality, disability, anything like that.
Now,
and we don't do any songs that would actually demean anyone for those reasons.
Now, how about this chant, though? I've heard that when the Sounders were playing Portland and a Portland player got injured, you started up a chant that had the line, "Let him die." Did that happen?
Yeah, we do that one. Now, one thing about soccer is, and I think that it's kind of gotten a bum rap for this, but it definitely is the way it is. But
do you think people are misinterpreting the chant, "Let him die"? You think they don't get what you're really saying there?
Well, that's what I was trying to get at here, yeah. Is that, you know, soccer players kind of have a tendency to be known around the world for, you know, diving, if you will, which is basically faking injury. So, you know, we're doing that chant in jest because sometimes, you know, for strategic purposes, players will actually fake injury.
Sure.
In order to, you know, let the clock tick down, because in soccer, what's unique is the clock never stops, right?
So you're being sarcastic here in that.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, even the song that you let in with, it actually has the next lyric would be "put him up against the wall and shoot him." Now, I mean, we're not trying to advocate genocide or anything like
no,
that.
No, but of course, Keith, as you well are aware, that soccer hooligans, there have been a lot of issues at soccer games in other parts of the world. And I was told that your group, the Emerald City Supporters, is a supporters group that refused to take part in a nationwide fans' anti-racism demo. First of all, is that true?
Yeah, we actually decided not to take part in that as a group.
Why is that?
Just the reason why was we didn't feel like it was something that the group needs to go and tell its members to do. Now, we said it as individuals, that if they wanted to, what it is they basically hold up a red card, which is symbolic. You show the red card to racism.
Yeah. So, but no. You didn't think it's important for the group to tell its members to not say racist things?
And really, we don't see that as a problem for something that's happening here in the States or here in our group in particular.
That's not happening among your group?
No, not at
okay.
all. If we find that a member is being exclusive for race or ethnicity, then, you know, that person will not be a part of our group.
Hey, Keith, thanks so much for talking to me today, and good luck with the game. It's on Sunday, right?
Yeah, this one's a big one for first place for the overall league standing. So hopefully we'll take 3 points off New York.
All right. Keith Hodo, co-president of the Emerald City Supporters, a fan-run organization that supports the Seattle Sounders.